This is Radio Free Cybertron with your host, Brian Kilby, featuring Chris, Don, Rob, Diecast, John, and Melvar. For the latest Transformer news, reviews, and more, visit tformers.com.
This is Radio Free Cybertron, episode 599. I'm Brian Kilby. And with me this week, I have Donald, the headmaster, Ferguson.
Hello.
Hello, Donald.
It's cold.
What's the temperature there, Donald?
It was 39 when I last looked at my weather.
It's 37 here. Man up, Don. It's not that cold. Chris, how cold is it there in Dickville?
25 degrees.
It's 25 degrees in Dickville. Okay. And
That's Dixville.
Dixville, Tennessee. Matt, how are you doing? He's staring.
Okay. That's good. Cold is it? How cold is it there, Matt?
About 31.
Okay. Diecast.
It's about 31 here too, and I'm having a great week.
You guys, how far apart do you live? Like 2 hours, 3 hours?
Four and a half ish.
Okay. So I'm closer to Don.
That's almost a big enough buffer between Diecast and actual people.
That's true.
It's about 2 hours to Jason for me, I think.
What about Rob?
Rob is about an hour and maybe it's an hour and a half, 2 hours.
Rob, I have to ask, since I literally asked everyone else, what's the temperature there?
I have no idea.
That's a good
relatively
answer.
Low, but I need to fix this window behind me. There's a leak.
So I don't even know why I even bother asking. Don and I guess Chris are expecting an early winter blizzard, actually a late fall blizzard or something this weekend.
Yeah, it's not even that. Yeah,
which is abnormal here in the South. So I have tickets to see Bumblebee on Saturday.
Say I've already had a 6-inch snow here once.
Well, yeah, but you are several hours north of me. I am in a humid subtropical climate. I have tickets to see Bumblebee on Saturday, and if it snows like an eighth of an inch, I'm going to have to miss it, which is unfortunate.
Because people in North Carolina can't drive in the snow.
Well, they have no reason to learn to drive in the snow because, like,
there are areas,
not the climate for it.
There are areas like in Boone and Asheville where they have no problem driving in the snow, but everywhere else.
The important thing is to not drive in the snow, like here in Baltimore, where everyone decides it's really bad out here. I need to drive much faster so I get out of it sooner.
A buddy of mine is from Baltimore, and he was very proud of how he could drive in the snow, and he would drive like an asshole in the snow. So,
well, yep.
So there you go. So
did he like to put the blinkers on in the middle of a lane as if to say, I'll just be a minute?
I don't know. I don't know. That's great. So, hey, maybe or maybe not, we'll have some sort of conversation later on this weekend about the Bumblebee movie. No, it's not the one.
I hope that turned out well.
Yeah.
Me too.
Yeah. It's not the one. Doesn't Jerry Seinfeld, isn't he in that?
What? Oh, yeah, the Bee movie.
Oh, okay. So Diecast, you and I have tickets. Anybody else?
Nope.
Matt, no. Definitely not Matt. So we'll see. We'll see.
Maybe. If it wasn't like $23 at the IMAX on the opposite side of Nashville, I might have, but no.
My ticket was like $8, so I'm pretty happy.
Okay, but you overlooked the part where I said it was at the IMAX.
I know, but this is still like a nice theater with the reclining seats and, you know, the body massage and the pork chop sandwiches. It's pretty great.
I think Matt might, like, in my head, I would think Matt might have a chance at going to see it because at least it's not a Michael Bay movie.
I think when you add the qualifier in my head, everybody stopped listening.
Actually, yeah. What are the chances we can get in to see it?
Well, I say, Diecast is correct. Since it's not a Michael Bay movie, I mean, the odds are higher, but I still just have no interest.
So what?
Yeah, I mean, we got Rob to see, was it The Last Night or Age of Extinction?
Last night.
Was The Last Night? I thought it was AOE. Okay.
Giga Beetle started putting coins in the jar and sent it to him to pay for it. So
how do we get Matt to do this? How do we bribe Matt into going?
Well, you could try sending him a copy of Wrath of Khan on Blu-ray.
Well, that's a little different.
I already have it.
He already has it.
Damn.
And he doesn't like getting things from people. We had that conversation, so.
Yeah, that's true.
I don't know. How can I embarrass myself publicly?
I think the only way we
would
be able
Wednesday
to get...
Well, every Wednesday at 7:30
yeah,
Central
true.
Time.
I think the only way we'd actually be able to get him to watch it is to possibly send him a copy when it comes out on Blu-ray and then just hope that he gets bored enough that he watches it.
No, because somebody bought me a copy of Man of Steel for Christmas a couple years ago, and I've still never watched that. So.
If he gets bored, he has literal like days of nonstop Super Sentai episodes he can watch instead.
10 sets. Yeah. 11 here in a couple weeks, yeah.
Yeah. And I mean, each one of those is 48 to 50 episodes on average. So he's got a lot of boredom time he can fill before he ever gets near a Transformers movie.
Yeah.
Also, he would probably just take it outside, put it in a metal can, and set it on fire.
True. Hey, and before we move along, I just want to say, mentioning seasons of stuff to watch, Chris, thank you for sharing the link to Star Trek: The Next Generation on Blu-ray.
Yes.
That was awesome.
Great deal on that.
Great deal on that. So.
Yeah.
Okay. So Chris, I actually wanted to tell you this. On Netflix, they'll have little promos for the shows that you like scan over. And guess what the promo for Star Trek: The Next Generation is?
Mm-hmm.
Planet Africa.
Oh God.
That's a great idea. That's perfect.
Yeah.
That's the teaser to pull people into watching Star Trek: The Next Generation on Netflix.
That's sad. That's really sad. Okay.
Yes, it is.
So,
anyway, Brian, I guess I'm going to assume that you were the person who showed up in my affiliate links buying that I did not get any referral money for, because I've caught things that I'm pretty sure you bought before that they turned off the referral money for.
Why?
Because I think because you have an affiliate account.
No, I think it's because I have Smile turned on.
Well, either way, though, I've seen a few things come through where it's like everything is zeroed out, and then you talk about getting some of that same stuff the following week.
Let's check with Jason, because I've used his link as well, so let's compare notes to see if that's the case.
Yeah, was it the bidet that clued you in the first time?
No. Okay, so speaking of things we got in the bidet, Chris, I know you wanted to start off with what we got this week.
Yeah, so, you know, like, FedEx up the I was supposed to get a gold power staff from Entertainment Earth on Saturday, this past Saturday. Well, they lost it for a full week. It finally got moving again Monday, I think, maybe. Finally started getting tracking updates again, but it went from the Saturday before to Monday or so before it actually posted any more tracking updates. It's going to finally be delivered tomorrow, just in time for me to not have it to talk about on the show tonight, except to complain about FedEx and get, you know, my one free curse in for the week.
I wonder if it's going to be like the one that the Don package where it looked like it got ran over by a truck.
Yeah, I saw that Star Wars figure, and it looked like someone dropped a bowling ball on it.
Yeah, but that was the Postal Service, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Chris, what was it that you're waiting on that you didn't get?
Power Rangers Zeo Legacy Gold Power Staff from Entertainment Earth, one of their doorbuster things from before Thanksgiving.
Oh,
or
okay.
Right after
that's,
Thanksgiving.
That's, well, Matt, is yours that's handy? Why I ignored what you said. Okay, it's not Transformers.
What's up?
Is yours handy, Matt?
I can go get it. It's right over there.
Let's not worry about it. Okay.
But I mean, this isn't even the only package that like has had a problem, because I've got something on my informed delivery dashboard that went missing just like 50 miles away on the other side of Nashville at the postal sorting place. And that only started getting action in the last 24 hours again, after going from like the 28th of November with no report. So,
yeah, so if you follow,
I've been having some issues.
If you follow me on Twitter, you know that I have continued issues with FedEx, and it's just one of those things that will never end. I had an order from Dell that I was supposed to have gotten like the week or a couple days before Thanksgiving, and I just got an email back from Dell yesterday after complaining like a week and a half ago that, oh yeah, FedEx lost the package. And I informed them, you know, like, well, you know, just a few days ago, it actually arrived in my mailbox. So somehow in Memphis, FedEx accidentally dropped it in a mailbox, and the postal service was nice enough to deliver it, even though there was no postage on it. So thank you, USPS, for delivering something without postage.
Seriously.
Yeah. So,
well, I mean, it was walking in Memphis, and they were just.
Anyway, I did manage to get one thing this past week. Don, stop tapping on your desk.
Sorry.
So I went into Ross at Random Lot and waiting for a pizza to be cooked. And I happened to find a Cogman for $8.
Yay.
This is, I think, my third one now.
They must have got all these ever actually
seen. Yeah.
It's the first one I've ever actually seen in a store in person, so I kind of had to buy it out of principle.
They also
I like the mold a lot, so I don't care about having multiples.
They also had the Air Attack Optimus Primal, right? For like, what, $35?
30.
Wow. I need to go to Ross.
I have to assume that was either in the stockroom of that store since the last time those were like actually out as current closeout product, or in their distribution center or something. I don't think that is something that's come back into circulation. Because wasn't that like 2 years ago?
Was it?
Maybe they got some from Amazon. Didn't Amazon have them?
Yeah, they still do.
I thought that's where their first stock of them came from, though.
Possibly. But yeah, so actually, speaking of FedEx, it's too late now, but there was a deal up on Hasbro Toy Shop where you could get Siege Deluxes for, what, $10?
And then 20% off of that.
Yeah.
They sold out quick.
Wow. I think Walkie had retweeted something about it, and I just happened to be looking at Twitter. So there's only one deluxe that I needed, so I ordered it, but I got the Voyagers and the Micromasters. So those are on
last
the way.
Last time I checked, the Micromasters are still in stock at retail.
Two of them are, yeah.
So actually, I might as well go ahead and talk because I mentioned I didn't need any deluxes because I happened to yesterday go to a Target in a neighboring town and I got Sideswipe Flywheels or Tank Tread or whatever the hell his name is.
Tank Tread.
Yeah. Flywheels, Hound, Lionizer, Blowpipe, and Firebolt or whatever he's being called now, Fire Drive. So, I love Flywheels or Heavy Tread or Tank Tread or whatever his name is. It's just so weird. It's weird, like in peak G1. It is so sad. You know, there's a new freaking Flywheels figure. There's a new freaking Flywheels figure, but we haven't had a new Beast Wars Megatron, in the US in what?
Well,
12 years?
They're going to be distributing Masterpiece Beast Wars Megatron next year.
Yeah. Yeah.
What diamond is.
But yeah, so I lucked out and picked those up. I got Dropkick. Man, these basic figures are so nice. It is just amazing what they're doing with the basic price point these days. It's God, he is so small. He is small.
I've heard that's starting to show up in Walmart's.
Triplet found
one
today.
I'm thinking
yeah.
like it'd be Yeah, I know. It'd be great to just go into Walmart and find that, but I feel like that's one that I kind of want to get online, so by the time I see how small it actually is in the package, I've already paid for it.
Wait to get it at a discount. It's a nice figure. It's a very nice figure, but it's also so small. It's really small. So here for context, I got, Cyberverse? Bumblebee. Like, the small figure. Here. They are together. He's not that much bigger. So I got this at my Kmart, which is shutting down or closing. So,
surprise there.
I know, right?
What was surprised you still had one?
I know, and I haven't completed it yet. And I think it was Anthony who shared it on Twitter, or somebody shared it on Twitter. And I'm still in the process of combining it. It's the transforming numbers. 1 through 0.
Anthony shared that.
So
1 through 0?
One through nine and zero, or 0 through 9. So I'm still in the process of combining it. It's not complex, but it's just one of those things where it is kind of crummy. I mean, it's not like, I don't know, what's the worst knockoff that I've seen in a while, but it's not like that, but it is very dollar store Transformer. It's a very dollar store.
So. Is it better than DieStack?
God. So, Don, actually, did you see my Twitter today?
Yeah, I saw the pictures. I saw the pictures.
Yeah, so I had those third-party toys, including DieStack and Sun Surge and Despotron that have been sitting in a box for so long that have no resale value. And I decided
to... I see you get Sun Surge back into robot mode.
I did that last night, and I was cursing Melvar. But you know what? Because I'm like, God, I don't have... I had all the time in the world when he was here, but now I don't have any time. This sucks. But, like, miraculously, it came together pretty... After, like, I only had to play with it for, like, 10 minutes, and I was able to get it, you know, I was able to get it transformed. But I took him to work because my coworkers don't know their third party. In fact, half of them see him. It's like, oh, yeah, I had that one when I was a kid. This is just like I remember it. So you know, it's like that. So I'm not, you know, I don't mind that... I have it there. You know, coworkers don't know or don't care. So
Matt was correctly observing in response to your picture that a lot of the stuff is not aged very well. But I do think Mania King and Code actually still look okay.
Oh, my King. Mania King looks so crummy. I mean, it looks like an okay toy, but there have been so many better Galvatrons that have come out since that.
Yes, but it's not shown up nearly so easily as any of the other stuff on that shelf.
Yeah, Code looks okay.
Code, I honestly think, is the best thing that Fans Project actually put out in their Function X line.
Sadly, it was also the first thing they put out.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's weird how that works in the complete inverse of how official product works, where the first wave or first thing in a wave is always the weakest one.
Yeah, but their Brainstorm had some very interesting engineering. I mean, that was a really unique take on how to get the Brainstorm figure into robot mode with the collapsing canopy and everything.
Yeah. Those Iger figures, again,
are terrible.
The first, they're not terrible. They're not good.
I have them. They're terrible.
They're not good. But do you have the Huffer one or whatever came before that?
Braun.
Braun is after. So the smaller scale figure are the, is I,
oh yeah. God, yeah, I do have.
Huffer. God, I love Huffer. I love that toy. I still think it's great. But once they decided to scale them up.
Yeah, that was a...
They're bad.
They're bad. Yeah. They're bad. Yeah. So, yeah. Like anything else? Again, flywheels. My God. It's like, I don't know. There's something about this. Like...
There's something about flywheels.
There's something about flywheels. I love it. I really do. It makes me sad how much I love this toy. Like, I could quit buying Transformers now, and I probably should, but I really do love it.
I got
it.
A good story about flywheels.
Okay.
When we went to that unboxing event that we couldn't talk about for a while.
Back in 73?
Yeah. I was playing with flywheels, and inadvertently, a piece must have fell off, and John Warden picked up the piece. It was on the ground or on the table far away from where I was, but he picked it up. He was like, oh, I found a piece. And I was instantly, I'm like, that's Flywheel's crotch. So I realized that the piece that fell off was his crotch, but I was just like, oh, that's his crotch. And it made everyone laugh at the table. But yeah, apparently Flywheel's crotch will pop off pretty easy. At least on that first run of figures that we had.
I don't
had.
See how.
Yeah,
really get that either.
Yeah, that's his hidden attack feature.
Did it come with? Did his crotch come in submarine mode?
No. And there's the other thing I got. The new dog has made its appearance downstairs. She's never been down here yet.
Oh, nice. Is she disappointed with what you've done with your life too?
Probably.
My pets judge me whenever they're in here. They're like, what happened to you? You used to be a man.
Because you have cats, Brian.
That's true, dog.
Cats judge you for everything.
When did you get I'm looking at your stuffed diecast. When did you get that Skylynx reissue?
TFCon. Oh, that was at TFCon.
Okay.
The recent one, Chicago.
You like it? I haven't opened it yet.
I haven't opened it yet.
Did you have a Skylynx when you were a kid?
No, but I really like Skylynx, even though I didn't have them as a kid.
That's a sign of intelligence right there.
So, yeah, and I Rob, did you want to go before me on what you got?
Yeah, I may as well do that real quick because I only got a couple of things. But thank you to the mystery person who got me Power of the Primes Outback off of my Amazon wish list. I think that's the last of the legends that I needed, and that is really nice. And also thank you to Paladin and someone whose screen name I do not know who to credit, but thank you both very much for sending me Titan's Return Misfire. So that awesome. Yeah, that is one of the long-term things I've been looking for, finally in hand, and it's a really nice figure.
That would you need to get you sorted out on Twin Twist.
Yeah, Twin Twist is the last one. And so, yes, thank you. Thank everybody very much for those. That is really kind of you.
Awesome. Sweet.
So this is Allura.
Allura. So Don gets the name reference. I don't.
Voltron.
Oh.
Princess Allura. Yeah.
I haven't watched Voltron since I was 5, so. And then, I know it's wrong.
I also got the Black Mamba Pink RC. Well, it's not RC, but I'm calling it RC. Yeah, because it's a pink slash. And then it took a while for them to finally get all these guys out. Also got the orange slag. I think. No, this is
sludge.
Sludge, sorry.
Yeah.
Green.
Snarl.
What?
Yeah. Just like in the movie.
Is that what it's about?
I don't think so, but the movie Snarl toy was green.
So what's up with those colors? Is that the Power Rangers set, or is that a different set?
It's not the Power Rangers set, but it's just random colors, pretty much.
It is definitely random, because the G2 is red or G1 colors, so...
Yeah, if it was Power Rangers, Swoop would be the pink one.
Yeah.
I mean, so Slag was the green one in G2, so I don't get it.
Yeah, it was just, I guess they're just random, because Grimlock was red, Swoop was yellow, and then these guys, and then Slag was blue.
Interesting. Okay. I like, you know, crazy random recolors, so.
Yeah, and I also got the, it's upstairs, I forgot to bring it down, but the Magic Square Blaster figure, which is a legend scale. Man, the articulation for a Legends figure is absolutely amazing with the Magic Square stuff. And I should review one because it's just, they blow me away. They really do.
Sorry. That comes with a tiny little ram horn too, doesn't it?
Yeah. Yeah. So.
That's pretty cool. How much was it? Like $40?
No.
$70.
He can't tell you how much it was, but it wasn't that.
Like retail. What, like if I were to buy that like through a normal online retailer.
$35?
That's not.
Yeah.
I mean, it's kind of crazy for a, you know, legend scale figure, but it, you know, it is what it is. We know what we're in for when it comes to the stuff, unfortunately.
Yeah, and with MP44, really the sky's the limit now.
Do we have that as, is that a news item, Chris? Did you put that in the...
No, because I assumed we had talked about that already.
We did, so we didn't talk about...
We had the price last week, yeah.
Yeah, but yeah. We didn't...
Yes, we did.
We didn't talk, though, about it going up, which one of the reasons I said I was going to get it, because I knew I would pre-order it from Amazon Japan. I knew it would be cheaper. And right now, it's setting at about, what, $320?
35,000 yen, I think. Yeah.
Oh, settle.
I know, it's still ridiculous.
Yeah, but I mean, by the same token, Beast Wars Megatron, which had an SRP, I think, of 30,000. You know, I got the pre-order in on Amazon Japan, and with shipping, I'm going to end up paying about 225, 230 for it, if the exchange rate holds up.
Yeah. So, yeah, it's still pretty absurd, but it's still better than $450.
Yeah, Amazon Japan will ship an expensive item like that, it's worth doing because they will usually discount it pretty sharply off the list price, at least for a while.
And they have pre-order guarantees as well, as far as I know, in Japan.
Yeah, just so like the price goes even lower.
Yeah, we're in good shape. So, that's good news. Let's see here, who hasn't gone yet, Matt?
I got a passport.
What's
to adventure?
Going to Canadian TFCon next year?
Yeah, sadly TFCon LA being in March, a little too early for me to, you know, for my financial situation. So Toronto's in July, so I'm going to hit that one up this year for the first time.
That's awesome. Mm. Is it your first trip to Canada?
Yes. Yes.
Enjoy your border crossing.
Yeah. Yeah.
Hopefully they'll let you back in afterward.
Anyway. So, undecided how I feel about that. And I got some more acrylic shelf risers for my stuff back there behind me.
Nice. Nice. And on Twitter this week, I saw where you were showing off your, line of Sharktacons. They just look so great. And they are visible in your video. I didn't realize that.
They were last week, too.
I wasn't paying attention last week, so.
That's the best troop builder ever.
It really is.
Battle Android Trooper or Cobra Viper. But
For Transformers.
In Transformers, yeah.
Okay, well, we still got a Viper option there.
That's true. Yeah, sweet.
That's an awesome figure.
I stopped at eight of those, though. I have a good little squad.
Squadron.
That works.
I think I still just have one. But for me, like the one that when Kim sees me buying new ones, it's like, don't you have this already? It's the Battle Android Trooper. I love that toy. As long as you're talking about version one or the 25th anniversary version.
I mean, Brian, we know you only have one of those because that's all me and Matt left between us at BotCon 2015 for anybody else to buy. So,
yeah, that's true. Don, did you already go? Do you have anything?
No, I have not. I've got some stuff. And Matt, you need to have all those Sharktacons like river dancing, so that would be a little more, you know.
Blue Man Group.
But yeah, I talked about this.
Cats.
I talked about this pre-show. Picked up some, you know, incredible things from the Disney store that were
exclusive pre-show content, Don.
Yeah, Don.
Yeah, you know,
you're devaluing the pre-show, Don.
Right, I'm just saying. Okay, my Target put out Siege, so I went ahead and got them. When I'm $5,000 in debt on these eyes, what's $80 more at this point?
Yeah, so just keep following it on. It's good.
Yeah, so I went ahead and got the deluxes for Wave 1. I may keep Sideswipe. I'm still on the fence about Sideswipe. Cog and Sky.
Sideswipe's great. It's great, Don. Watch my video.
Well, it's...
Don, just so you're $5,000 in debt for your eyes, plus that. Does Donanomics ever have like another level where you fake your own death?
No, I really haven't got that to that level yet. That
sounds like that would be something more like I would pull.
Yeah. But, you know, it's...
Don would just die for real.
But if you did, would anyone notice?
Oh, diecast. You probably took it too far.
Probably not. You know, again,
you took dark humor and you just made it sad.
The paint wear, the weathering is distracting, but not to the point. I more hate Sideswipe for them using a red Autobot logo on a red car and not using like the white outline.
I kind of like it. Yeah. I kind of like that too.
Yeah.
But it's not bad on Sideswipe. That's definitely like there's some that it's just not good on at all. Like,
right.
My problem with Sideswipe is his height, not how he's decoed.
I'm hoping I can score some more from Hasbro Toy Shop at that reduced price and take these back and save a little money.
Hashtag Donanomics.
Yeah, but I mean, I got him. I like him. So there's that. Ordered off of Amazon.com through the TF Radio link. I went ahead and got Dropkick and KSI Sentry, because I love that color of blue on that mold. I really think that's a great-looking color on that mold.
I'm skipping KSI Sentry, I think.
But the thing of it...
likes that.
Yeah. It's more the color and just the overall look, but... See, I got them off Amazon for $20 a piece. That's retail with free shipping. And then my local Walmart got them in for $16.92. But these two weren't scanning $16.92. They were scanning $19.96. So... I don't know if it was just Wave 1 that was that price, if it was a misprice.
No, because I got a Shadow Raider for $16.92, so it was at least up to Wave 3.
I don't know that I can justify spending $20 on that mold again.
Well, you know, again, like I said, you know, and I wound up, I've got a second KSI Sentry by mistake, because I didn't think that, Never mind. I'm going to wind up having a second one by mistake, but you know, I may send this one back to Amazon. I don't know, but I got those two. Thanks to me going through my links on my favorites, I forgot I had the Fans Project core site still on my links, and I went to the Fans Project store, and I
picked it still work? Up,
yes, and I got Constructo for $89 shipped.
What in the hell is Constructo?
It's the old. You remember the old Steel Core that they did right after Defender,
like 10 years ago.
It was one of this year's exclusives at TFCon. Eric Cronover was going to try to get me one, but they sold out. They're going anywhere from $120 to $180 on eBay, give or take, and I got it for basically less than con retail.
Okay.
And I've always thought that Steel Core was a really great mold for an original mold character. But the big purchase this week, other than my incredible stuff, was I sold a couple of things that been sitting in the closet for a while.
Your dignity.
Yeah, well, that's been long gone. And I decided to get something that had been on my radar for several years, but the first version of this kind of sucked. So Prince? I got Rolling Thunder Optimus Prime.
Oh,
my goodness.
Interesting.
Oh, yes. Oh, the good one.
Yes, and with what I sold and what I made in just profit, I have $50 in him.
So nice. Who made that?
This is TFC.
Okay.
Who made Hercules? Who I still think is, again, it may not hold up against Generation Toys and stuff like that, but I still think Hercules is a well done figure, and every review I've watched has really been pretty solid on this figure, and that's just all the stuff he comes with. I mean,
holy crap,
he's got just a lot of parts.
With so him. What's this based on, Don?
Well, the G.I. Joe Rolling Thunder. Many years ago, this was one of the first third-party toys that came out. This concept was the Rolling Thunder G.I. Joe base. It was the base, and they just made it an Optimus Prime. But at that time, third-party was just getting its feet wet on full-size figures, and it was not a good result.
The problem was with the original Rolling Thunder that they originally insisted on selling that as a two pack of an Optimus Prime colored one and a green one, and you could not buy just one of those decos. You had to buy both of them together.
Yeah.
And that stayed the case for like 2 years.
Yeah.
I think the Optimus Prime Rolling Thunder is based on one of the crossover comics that happened years past now.
Yeah, it could have been Devil. I know there was two different crossover comics where we got like, you know, Skywarp as a Rattler and Starscream was a Night Raven, you know, stuff we never got in stores. But also, Brian, I figured you like it because they sort of mimic the G.I. Joe package.
I totally dig that.
Yeah. So that.
Yeah, I think this is the one where the promo pictures had it being operated by a bunch of the Diaclone reboot Dianauts too. So like they were totally playing up the playset angle that was possible with it too.
And a lot of the armor, you can connect the armor in different ways to have like Optimus manning a cant, like a little turret cannon, like Rodimus would do in his trailer mode. You can build a little Power Master style fort and have the basic Optimus behind it. The plug-on weapons are die-cast. So that way you've got actual, you know, die-cast weapons on the...
if you're listening to the podcast, not watching the video, die-cast literally got up and hoisted his dog up and walked away, so...
Yeah. Hopefully she didn't pee in the corner or something.
Or doodle on the wall.
Or doodle on, like, you know, some of his third-party stuff. Or his Phoenix. His second Phoenix.
I don't know. She's been trying to get back in that corner pretty hard. I don't know what she found.
So that's everything.
He has a lot of expensive chew toys.
Let's ask him.
What was going on, Diecast?
Oh, the older dog has some food aggression. So her food is right over in the corner. So she went to go eat. So I had to get the puppy upstairs just so there weren't any problems.
That's fair. Cool. Okay. I guess let's just go ahead and jump to This Week in History. 1984, Transformers number 4 in a 4-issue miniseries came out. That's, you know, false advertising. The Last Stand. I can only tell you what happened on the last page of this. I don't remember anything in the story other than the fact that there was an alternate version of the original take, the Autobots were going to win, and the take that was published, the Decepticons one, was Shockwave showed up and obliterated everybody.
Yeah, Shockwave.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I don't remember a thing that happened in the story, though. What happened in the story?
Spark Plug had been captured by the Decepticons.
Yeah, give Spark Plug a heart attack.
Yeah. And Spark Plug was thinking back to his days in Korea. And he basically sabotaged the fuel supply to the Decepticons, and which allowed the Autobots to win. Prime saying, hey, we won. Shockwave shows up, flattens everybody, and that's when it moves into the issue 5 with the All Our Dead cover.
So the Transformers are all dead. Yeah.
Sorry.
Yeah, Prime says, hey, we won, and Shockwave's like, hold my beer.
No, you didn't. Yeah. And let's see, that first miniseries, was that Denny O'Neill who wrote that? And Bobby Udiansky was the editor.
I don't remember anyone.
Yeah, so, you know, that was a long time ago. Thought it was
Denny. I was not even a year old.
No, Jim, God, I don't know who this person is. Jim Salicrup. I could have sworn
I remember
that was,
the name.
I could have sworn that was Denny O'Neill. Okay. That's certainly a thing. In 1997, which is 21 years ago, Beast Wars Transformers is released for the Sony PlayStation in the U.S., and I don't know why.
Yeah, for some reason, this was not on the PlayStation Classic. I don't know why they would admit such an iconic classic video.
It was a runner-up, considering what we actually got.
Well, because they didn't have a PAL version of it, so...
Well, Paladin would have loaned him his copy. I'm sure.
Oh God! So yeah, so this wasn't a good game when it was released, and it's virtually unplayable now. So
For the Extra Life marathon we did, I played it on PC 3 years ago.
Yeah, I played it on PC.
I made you.
I think
I bribed you to play one of the Star Trek games on SNES. I think, but yeah.
So I want to do Extra Life next year.
Totally.
I backed Mike on it last year, and he didn't do it this year. He took a break. I think I want to do it again next year because that was a lot of fun. But now I have kids, so I don't know.
Yeah, Beast Wars on PlayStation/PC is one of our perennial favorites in This Week in History. So
this is true. Hey, Rob, you have an announcement to make?
Yes. Thanks to Trasufoma on Twitter, we now know that single-packed bots have been sighted at a Walmart in Massachusetts.
Interesting. Ooh. I wonder where they are. Where they're merchandised in the store?
Actually, I have an answer to that. They are in the cardboard stocking stuffers stand-ups in the middle of the aisle. Oh, okay.
Well, good to know.
So,
now, did he mention anything about there being codes printed on them?
That he did not.
Okay.
The world may never know.
Yeah, happy hunting, people. Happy hunting. So, the big news.
Yes, they're out there.
It's funny. We mentioned this item last week, not knowing that it was going to actually be re-released in context of just how expensive and horrible it was. MP09, Rodimus Prime. reissue announced for January 2019 re-release. The domestic
happy birthday to me.
The domestic price looks like it's going to be about $230, which is only $30 more than it was when it was released. What, 7 years ago?
And what it comes a with bargain. A trailer. Okay, So the import price might have been that much 7 years ago. But it was because the exchange rate was terrible. The exchange rate would have been much lower.
Yeah, exchange rate is much better now. Much more favorable to us. So
now hey, see, this is a bargain.
Is it fixed? Do we know that?
We don't know.
Someone confirmed that it is fixed.
Someone that we don't know.
Yeah,
that we don't know. I have not seen a retailer
on Facebook that deals with a lot of this stuff that is from overseas has said this is indeed a fixed version.
Now, the Hasbro version that came out didn't have the problems, though, did it? So that was fixed a while back.
No, it did. I think it did, yeah.
Well, see, the problems were so various from copy to copy.
Like, mine, it was the blast shields or whatever it was. No, whatever it was on the legs popped off. Our buddy Alan, his arm literally fell off in his display case. In the display case, sitting there. Or standing there.
If you think about it, Masterpiece, I'm just going to keep talking until you stop, Chris. If you think about it, MP09 is really a bargain because you get three toys in one. He can be Hot Rod, he can be Rodimus Prime, and in time he will be Masterpiece Shrapnel.
It's a bargain compared to MP44 at
450. No, it's not.
Yes, it is.
Anything is a bargain compared to MP44.
It's a bad toy. But here's the thing. So, like, when I think back, though, that was the first toy to break that price point. And I bought it because I love Rodimus. And Triplett also ruined Masterpiece for himself forever because, for whatever reason, he got the bright idea that he wanted to get this as well. And I'm like, dude, let me do it. You know, for me, it's content. Like, I forgot who it was who was giving me grief about buying this, you know, on Twitter this past week. I'm like, dude, you know what I do, right? I got to talk about this thing. So it's not a huge deal if I buy it. With that's sort of what I was doing with Masterpiece Rodimus. And I've gotten years of, like, being able to bash that toy out of it. So it was kind of worth it. It was amortized over the 8 years that it came out.
But I mean, I got it when it came out in the U.S. without the trailer, and people were still having issues with it, but I don't think it's a bad toy, and I kind of wish I got it with the trailer.
So
here's the thing.
Like, if I knew this was fixed, like, for sure knew this was fixed, I might consider this one.
I sold my trailer and made back almost the entire original cost. Go ahead, Don. You're about to talk.
No, I'm saying, with there being reports of Takara Tomy having droppages in revenue and other factors affecting the Japanese toy industry in the article I read, they really don't need another. They don't need this toy coming back out in the condition it was in as another PR snafu. If they're in the financial situation, they're not closing or nothing, but I'm just saying they're showing, you know, a drop in profits over the past several quarters or seasons or however they look at it. So they really don't need to shoot themselves in the foot with their own toy.
I heard this was being produced with the China market in mind primarily.
Yeah.
Okay.
So this may not even actually be getting a reissue in Japan.
Okay. Well, I don't know that anybody is going to feel that bad about it again. It's a crappy toy.
I was so sad when the reports were coming in about the build and quality problems on MP09, because before it ever came out, the eHobby redeco, the really pretty black cyan and purple, mm-hmm. was announced, and I really wanted to try to get that, but then people started getting the regular one in hand, and it started exploding. It just seemed like a bad idea.
Even if it wasn't for the QC, it's still not a great toy.
But it was so pretty.
That version is. But, like, it's overly fiddly and complicated for even for a Masterpiece toy, and it's just so boring. It's like, You look at Masterpiece Grimlock, and Masterpiece Grimlock is like the perfect Grimlock. You look at MP10, and that's at least at the time as close to a perfect Optimus Prime you can get.
I think that's still my perfect G1 Optimus Prime, honestly.
Yeah, but you look at MP09, and I'm like, it's like Hot Rod is a, you know, member of the Golden Girls. It's kind of like how I see MP09.
Put it that way, though.
Yeah, I just don't think it's...
We do love our Golden Girls on this podcast.
We certainly do.
Yes, we do.
Just not a great toy. Okay, so actually, Studio Series news I'm excited about. Tokyo Comic Con 2018. I got excited when I saw the photos from this. We finally get to see Dark of the Moon Megatron. And yeah, I want it.
It looks great.
Well, it looks great until you get to the cloak.
Yeah, the cloak.
I'm fine with the cloak.
I coined the brilliant term on Twitter for this. It's not soft goods, it's soft beds.
It looks like a burlap a hardened burlap sack.
At least it's not nylon.
It actually probably is nylon.
But
it doesn't look as soft as it should be. When I heard soft goods, and then I see that photo, I'm like, that's not soft.
I just bought a bunch of burlap for a project. I could probably do something with it.
It looks like he went put on a rain poncho because he was afraid of getting wet.
I didn't like the plastic that came with the old version that came that was released. So I think it looks better, but
Looks better. It's just not good.
You could you could get like some kind of a microfiber cloth and do something with that, and it would lay a lot more naturally looking even at this size. Like it's. Obviously, this is for cost reasons, so they would use the nylon material, probably among other considerations, but there's other choices that could have been made for these soft goods that would have functioned better on a toy at this scale.
This is like General Grievous Megatron, and he's such a weird character, and it's like the only character in the movies, robot-wise, that I actually kind of like. I don't know.
Well, up until this last 11th, the last night Voyager Megs, Dark of the Moon was my favorite Megatron toy because it was just a solid figure all the way around. But the jet from last night really just trumped it.
It's a nice toy. I never felt the need to pick up the Leader class figure because I liked the Voyager class toy so much.
And there was no Leader
for Megatron.
Dark of the Moon Megatron.
No, we're talking about last night.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so...
I was like, that's why I'm super excited about them doing a leader
right,
in
exactly.
this.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, so, I'm excited. Hey, I want to move along. So, Chris, you wrote the article. There are a bunch of rumors, I guess, about new stuff coming out.
I'm calling it rumored just because we don't have independent confirmation of some of the new things this mentions. It looks like one of those retailer order sheet kind of things like we've seen many times before. There's English text and Chinese text on this. The English text is a little bit vague on some of the stuff, but the Chinese text ended up having some more details. So, like, there's two more movie masterpieces listed here. The Chinese text identifies one as being Megatron and the other one being Jazz. So that's something that might be coming along for next year. Going down to the Siege stuff, there is some exclusive sets at the like Voyager and Leader price points. So one of them looks like it's probably going to be a recolor of the Chromia that's coming up in Siege as Greenlight, which was one of the female Autobot team from the G1 cartoon, which didn't get named at the time. I think the Greenlight name came up after the fact. Yeah. And I think it's also going to include a Target Master. And then there's what's in the listing is Skywrap Battle Pack, but Skywarp. It's Skywarp and what's the cassette combiner that was the Jet and the Tank? Slam Dance.
Yeah.
So, based on the price, there's also a Target Master in that. Based on the pricing, it seems like Slam Dance, rather than being cassettes, is probably going to be a redeco or retool of Skytread.
Okay.
Close enough.
And the price matches up with SRP 30 for Voyager and 20 for Deluxe. It matches up to what we're seeing the listed price here for as being around Leader, and it's going to come with either Aimless again, which Aimless is going to be one of the individual Battle Masters, or probably more likely a redeco of Aimless as a different Target Master character. Let me see what else is in here just so I don't overlook anything important. So on Studio Series, we're going to be getting the KSI boss from Age of Extinction. Which apparently is going to be a retool of Nitro.
Okay. I'm trying to remember what that was.
Yeah, so, like, apparently Nitro's design in The Last Knight was reusing a lot of assets from the KSI, one of the KSI robots in Age of Extinction, so it kind of works.
Okay.
But, you know, if you like that Nitro mold, and you should, when you've learned how to transform it correctly, when the instructions don't show you how to clearly. Like, it's a good mold. I'll be happy to get another redeco or retool of it, especially if it still has the headmaster gimmick intact, which I can't imagine it won't. It seems like it'd be more effort to retool out of it than to just leave alone.
What was the Toys R Us repaint? Thundercracker?
Thundercracker.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, that didn't stop them with Chromia, did it?
Okay, so this is another news item a couple down, but it's a good segue into that. So why don't we skip to the Takara Tomy stock photos? So we've got pictures of the May assortment of Takara Siege releases as great prototype forms. And Chromia is one of those. And the detailed pictures actually gave me a chance to examine that a little more thoroughly. And it looks like that is going to be like 95% or so an entirely new toy. It's not that they retooled the combiner stuff out of Moonracer. They've just made a completely new toy off that same engineering skeleton.
That's weird.
Because the surface detailing on almost every part is different. The shoulders on Moonracer are ball joints, but they're universal joints on Chromia. Like, everything is different except maybe the thigh pieces. That's the only thing that's not immediately different looking.
Why would they do that? But what's the justification?
Well, they already had the engineering worked out, which is a lot of the time and expense of designing a new Transformer. So if they can go and just swap in, new CAD design parts that work with that same engineering process.
I get that, but were they just not happy with it?
It wouldn't really fit the design aesthetic, being that the Moonracer mold is not like super surface detailed, and this very much is.
Yeah, that's true.
And of course, they don't need the combiner gimmick anymore. Like, that would be an inconsistency with the rest of the line by itself.
Yeah. At the same time, I'm wondering if you couldn't swap out a couple parts to add in a combiner.
I actually very much doubt it, since they've remade all of the parts, including changing what some of the joints actually are.
Yeah.
Like, I would be very, very surprised if that would work.
On the other hand, now you have a Chromia head that you can probably get to work on a Moonracer body if that's a custom you want to do.
Okay.
It'd be a lot of painting.
Yeah.
Because when this was first revealed, y'all remember I was a little hot about this.
Slightly, yes.
I can't imagine.
Yes, because Hasbro added a hand foot gun to Punch Counterpunch that doesn't have any reason for existing with Punch Counterpunch, because he has no Combiner Wars abilities.
It's good for putting on whichever side's facing back to hide the faction symbol he's not using.
Yeah. but I mean, they go and make a whole new Chromia figure when the Combiner War figure from the previous wave is still lacking figures or appropriate figures. And it seems like with them trying to save money, they could have just used some weathering to make Moonracer as Chromia fit better into the line. Because we've seen a various amounts of weathering on all these figures, some from bare minimal to some everywhere. It just doesn't make a sense for a company that tries to save money like Hasbro to recreate a brand new figure when they already had that figure that they could use.
Yeah, but one problem you would face with this is that if they just redeco that, they still got a toy that has the combiner parts on it, but there's nothing else in that same line to combine it with. They can't go in assuming that the kid or parent that buys this is going to know or understand, or their kid is going to have toys from the previous line for this to interact with. They have to work on the assumption that the purchases for one brand imprint are integral into that brand imprint only, not that it's going to cross over into anything else they're doing.
Well, I'm not trying to be a jerk. I'm just saying they made it so Legends Class Megatron could be held by American release Masterpiece Starscream. That was a hell of a throwback to a line that had nothing to do with the current thing.
Yeah.
That was also a design team ago.
Yeah, that's like kind of a neat little Easter egg. That's
exactly. It's a little Easter egg thing that does not stand out unless you exactly know to look for those little tabs in that one spot and realize they're exactly the right distance apart to wedge around Masterpiece Starscream's hand. I mean, it really is an apples to oranges comparison.
It just irks
me. It bothers me too, Don. It bothers me too.
Because I would like to have the full set to put on Elita 1.
Yeah.
But and, like, I understand why that's not really something they think they can do.
Like, especially if they're doing a Chromia and a Green Light, that would, you know, be enough members to make an entire team. Which is why I'm quietly wondering to myself if I can swap out some parts here.
And what's going to be really great is when that Green Light set comes out, and it actually is just a redeco of Chromia.
Yeah. Well, that's what we're...
Racer. I meant. Like, with the combined...
Then they would have to do Lancer, too.
Since we're already, since we're already talking about that story, let's just show off the color MP44 photos that are there. Hey, there's Optimus in color. Wow.
I don't like it.
Okay. It does look good. Better ones. There's better ones in the link above that show notes.
Yeah.
I don't $450 like it.
$320.
The only thing I don't like about this masterpiece is the price.
Yeah,
I don't have any problems with the way anything is looking or any of the accessories, though. I do notice, Brian, there is no basketball present.
It makes me so sad.
Yeah. Well, guys, I've got a question for you. Okay. I've looked at this a fair amount since we got color pictures. What am I seeing that makes him not look right? Something about him does
the chest
not.
Windows.
Is that because I can't figure out what's been bugging me?
Do you remember in the late 90s, Takara did those like big vinyl figures they called Metal Force?
Yeah.
So the torso of that, I was talking about this last week. I think I was trying to figure out what this reminded me of, and it reminds me of that, which never looked on model to me, but this looks just like they're trying to recreate what that looked like based on my memories from like the year 2000, admittedly, but still. There's this offness with the animation model that I see in those chest windows, and that's throwing the whole thing off.
I know I'm misusing the term, but this is like peak cognitive dissonance when it comes to this whole new, in quotes, masterpiece aesthetic, where they try to capture the animated version of the robot and the toy version of the vehicle. And actually, this is really they're trying to just capture the animated version of both.
I'm actually not super crazy about the truck cab mode.
Yeah, like I if it were up to me, I would always defer to the toy version, even if the toy version isn't great, because in my mind, you know, the toy version, it's the toy. This is just a new version of the toy. And this is just so animated that it's if you don't like the cartoon or you just don't like the look of the animated version of Optimus, you're not going to like this toy.
And see, I think that's why I've ended up feeling like MP10's probably the ideal masterpiece Optimus for what I'm looking for if I was going to buy one of these again. Because it's got that mix of cartoon influence where you can see where it's trying to take cues from the animation model, but it's also got a lot of the toy details. Yeah. And some of the shapes and proportions still present, too. So it's really representing both, which, like, in my opinion alone, I think epitomizes what Masterpiece should be. It's taking from both source points, blending them into something kind of new, but something that represents the major facets of this character, not just slavishly trying to recreate one element or one appearance at the cost of literally everything else about it.
Hey, Don, good question. I got an idea. Don is trying to speak. So, Don, go ahead.
Yeah. Oh no, I was just going to say, if they're going for animation accuracy and they're trying to get this done, the Optimus Prime statue, that's the cel shaded one that's coming out later on next year. I mean, to me, that I'm just ignoring the cel shading. I'm just looking at the actual figure itself now on my pre-order. Those color windows, the lighter blue windows, that looks more right to me than MP44. And this is basically cel shaded to look like the animation itself coming off the screen, as I've mentioned.
Well, that doesn't have to transform.
Right, but I'm saying the colors cell on shaded this...
is not actually animation accurate, though.
Not at all, well, yeah.
It, yeah, no, that's more Transformers Devastation.
Right. Yeah, I mean, the windows here are kind of unfortunate, just because, you know, they do have to be a compromise between what it looked like in the animation and being actual windows for the truck.
Yeah.
Sorry to interrupt you, Don.
Oh, no, it's just, I think if the windows were a lighter shade of blue...
Mm-hmm.
It's very minor, but I think that's
that would help. That would help.
You know,
it just looks off.
You know what actually makes me happy now that I think of it? Like a
basketball.
Yeah, that's true. But like, is it YJing that does the upscales?
Yeah.
Like just a YJing upscaled G1 Optimus.
Oh, okay. I thought you were going to say a YJing upscaled MP44. And
But no, like just G1 Optimus, but a little bit bigger. I would actually be really happy with that if I could get that.
I wouldn't mind it.
Well, yeah, Brian, that's at least truck mode wise, that's kind of like what they did for the evasion mode.
God, no, Don.
Well, I mean,
it's nothing like it. Nothing like it.
I mean, for the truck mode, they kind of did that.
I want the transformation. I want.
Okay.
I want the G1 toy, but bigger. Gotcha.
And an Ultra Magnus.
Yeah.
Not just the one. Yeah. Okay. I gotcha.
You know what they should do? Like they have those 45-inch tall Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles and Darth Vaders and wrestlers and stuff. Make a G1 Optimus Prime at that size. That still transforms. You know, it's just the G1 Optimus Prime, but it's 45 inches tall. That'd be perfect.
I'll buy it. Little much. Please don't.
Now, the one thing I don't think we mentioned about MP44 that I really love is that it has two different heads for the two different versions of Optimus Prime's animation model. I love that.
I don't even know that I realized that.
Yeah.
In season one, his head is a lot more round.
Mm-hmm.
I thought it was like a battle damaged version.
That's
in there,
third
too.
Option.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But yeah, let me...
You are exactly right. Wow.
Yeah, I love that.
I love that the Starscream wearing Optimus Prime's robot mode as a disguise option parts exist. Like, love that as a concept.
Yeah.
But that's nowhere near enough to make me ever consider buying MP44.
Yeah, it's...
I would buy those parts by themselves as like a third-party add-on for... MP10 or Siege Optimus, you know, just something that's more to my aesthetic tastes and price.
You know what I want? I want.
But I'm prioritizing aesthetics here, to be honest.
I want a Takara MP44, a Prime Problem 2-pack.
Well, with some of these accessories, like the Starscream accessories, it's almost like Takara says, we need to make this much money on this figure to make money. Duh.
Yeah.
Let's watch every episode of the cartoon and find anything we can to fill this out.
But they left the basketball out.
To make value in this. It's like they knew what they wanted to sell it for, and they're trying to shovel stuff into the figure to make it seem like it's this value package.
So, Don, what's your point?
Money.
It's overpriced.
Yeah, so I think
the point is that he's waiting for MP44 Plus, which will be the same minus. Parts but assembled as an alligator.
Yes!
Mm-hmm.
I would buy a City of Steel MP44.
Well, it's just I just can't imagine the Starscream head and wings be something that adds that extra bit of value.
It doesn't come with wings.
Someone buy it.
No, it's not the wings. It's the head and shoulder stacks.
Head and shoulder. Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Okay. So, the City of Steel version, please. Yes. Yeah. Absolutely. Bumblebee gets voice. Somebody that I've never heard of is going to do the voice of Bumblebee in the movie. Who cares?
Here's the thing about that, Brian. I'm going to say this. Will Friedle did such a good job.
But he's not doing this.
Yeah.
But I'm just saying.
Someone we've never heard of.
Dan Gilvezan did such a good job.
He's not even doing Cyberverse.
Yeah. Why not get Dan Gilvezan? He's
doing Cyberverse.
Okay.
Well, I'm just saying if they want movie Bumblebee and Prime Bumblebee to be the same-ish Bumblebee.
They're not this. They don't care. They didn't even consider it.
No, they don't care.
Yeah, they don't care. So I got an
email. And neither do we.
Neither do we. I got an email in Japanese from Amazon earlier this week or late last week. And I couldn't make heads or tails of it. So I put it to.
Do they not? In the emails you get, do you not also get an English version of the text after the Japanese text?
Yeah, but like it said, something was like there was a delay or something, but I couldn't tell what the toy was. And I was just in the middle. So I just checked T-Formers like 3 hours later, and there was a story about it, which made me happy because I didn't have to go and translate it. So he's being pushed.
Fortunately, I have this pre-ordered to Amazon Japan, so I got the email too.
Yeah, so it was MP43 is pushed back, 2 months?
Mm-hmm. To March, yeah, the end of March.
So that's not good. Actually, it's good for my wallet.
Yeah, no, yeah. It gave me some wonder and some worry.
But tax returns and stuff should be around for me by that point, so I should be a little better. God, 3 kids, tax credit. I am so looking forward to that.
Have you had them long enough to get the full tax credit?
Yeah.
Cool.
Yeah, we'll qualify. So,
cool.
If you are getting Megatron, it'll be a couple months later before you get it.
And if you want to read about my speculation and concern about the state of Masterpiece, given this and all the other things lately, you can go to T-Formers and find this article, which is going to be linked from the show notes at tfradio.net/599.
Now, with, the Masterpiece release becoming fewer and far in between... do you think Movie Masterpiece has anything to? Do you think the Movie Masterpiece line has anything to do with that? Like they're filling in the gaps with some of that.
It's possible, although those don't seem to be coming out super frequently either.
So next item, I don't exactly know if I love it or hate it. I think if it were an Americanized version of the, installation. What is it called? The fixture. I would prefer it. So it's W01 Dirty Man. It's a transforming toilet. Mm-hmm. And there's something beautiful about that. Except it's
no,
not.
No, it, no, there's not.
Except.
Although there is.
He's a samurai, but it doesn't transform like a Western toilet. It transforms to like a Japanese style. I work for a company that sells this stuff. I should be more conversant about it. But it transforms into.
A
Japanese or an Asian style that, it's a different form factor than what we would have here.
Close enough.
Well, you can tell what it is, but it doesn't look like a Kohler toilet. The basin goes directly into the floor.
You're being really picky about your toilets.
Yeah.
Well, you're like the
Eric Crownover of toilets.
But you got to keep in mind, so Transformers are robots in disguise. If I had this in my house, somebody would say, "Hey, Brian, why do you have this funky Japanese style toilet in here? Where's your American toilet?" So,
I think they would just think it was a more expensive toilet.
Diecast, of all the people on the call, you are the one who actually mentioned my toilet when you visited the house. It's like this is the smallest toilet that I've ever seen. Yeah.
Well, Brian is just overexcited. He's just flushed with excitement.
Oh, God, Don. I knew you were going to say that. Yeah, so, but that's certainly a thing. Hey, Rob, do you have more breaking news?
Yes, I do. Trasufoma has taken a look at the packaging for his BotBots, and it looks like the retail version does have the code on the inside and the penciled-in code on the outside of the package. So it looks like that's going to be a regular feature so that you can actually ID them at the store.
Awesome.
Ideally. So
Chris, can you get working on that?
You can go to T-Formers, go to tformers.com, and we have a full list of the number codes and what BotBots they represent.
Yes.
Brian is a toy elitist. A toy elitist. That's so great. Thank you, Eric. Okay. So, speaking of Amazon, tfradio.net/Amazon, buy stuff, please. We need to pay for the show. Especially, I mentioned taxes. It's the end of the year. Tax season's coming up. God, there's so many taxes I got to pay for this. So, tfradio.net/Amazon, help Brian pay the podcast taxes. So, I have the chat up. So, tfradio.net/Amazon.
Hey, I thought that joke landed perfectly. I'm sorry. That was just, you know, I wasn't circling the drain on it. It came right out.
Sadly, I was a few seconds too late to comment that Rob was plunging in with an update.
Mm. Yeah, so this new version of Skype doesn't let me mute people either, unfortunately.
Oh, that's a shame.
Yeah.
Yeah, you gotta have Discord for that or Google Hangouts.
Yeah.
Well, I can get around that. I just gotta jiggle the handle.
Oh dear God. Rob, what's on ThiefWormers this week?
Okay, what's hanging up on him?
I don't want to screw up the recording.
Okay, first up, we've got my video review of Siege Voyager Megatron, and ooh. I really like that figure. That is a really nice toy. And again, the Battle Damage Deco is maybe not something I would have asked for, but I think it's executed on that about as well as it possibly could be. And, yeah, it's like a 12-minute video. You may as well go see it all there, because I don't know what else to say about it off the top of my head. But, beyond that, we just have a minor story. The most recent one of the Transformers, the Definitive G1 Collection reprint books coming out in the UK, has replaced Sir Richard Branson with a just random character named Mr. Johnson. They got the original artist back to make the changes. And what it comes down to is that they asked Simon Furman to check, and he could not find the original note from the 1980s where Richard Branson gave them the rights to use his likeness. So they decided that rather than chance it, it was just best to redraw this
wow.
character for the story.
I love the title on this article. Missing. Sir Richard Branson vanishes from pages of Transformers, the Definitive G1 Collection.
That is so weird. I saw that and I was just confused, but kind of happy now that they actually reused the same artist. That's amazing.
Mm-hmm.
Let's see. Hey, Don, what's on the network this week?
What's on the network this week? Transformers Squadron Episode 4, New Glow Stick Crunch. In the December 2018 of Transformers Squadron, Rob talks about the Christmas robot toy selection at his local Family Dollar, then about Kinder Jurassic World toys, but looking back at the Night Slash Cheetor mold, zonebase.org for show accurate colors. There Goes My Money, episode 44, Steel City Bots Take Over. On this episode, we have Generation Selects and a masterpiece figure that Diecast has deselected. All that, and we are overrun by Steel City Bots. RPG Lessons Learned, episode 83, Fortress of the Iron Duke, BFRPG. This week, the guys gathered on the table for the first dungeon crawl in a long time. First Christmas, Brian's 2018 album. Yes. It's an instant classic. It's First Christmas, Brian's third Christmas album. Featuring such classics as Oh Holy Night, Oh Christmas Tree, and Oh So Much More.
Yeah, sweet. I actually made a point. I quit putting the Happy Daily and stuff on tfradio.net because it didn't really fit, but I added the Christmas album just because I want more downloads. Yeah.
It's your first.
Your family must be so Christmas. Proud of you.
The title is First Christmas. It features stories of first Christmases, but it's third album. The first track is the story of the first Christmas story, which is actually on Facebook right now at facebook.com/happydayandwilkes. And you can go and get a sample right there. But the album is available for free at briankilby.com/xmas2018. For free! Doesn't cost you a thing.
When we launch our Patreon, one of the patron tiers will be to not have to download the Christmas album for that year.
That's not cool.
You know, now I'm picturing a Max Headroom style future 15 minutes from now. But you have to have the Brian Kilby album playing at all times.
Yeah, in the future, in the ideal, you know, future, that would be the case. To have my Christmas album playing at all times. Hey, Diecast, did you have any reviews this week?
I did. I threw up, not really a review, but an unboxing. I unboxed my second pack of boosters.
Any super rares?
No super rares. I did get a Grimlock, which that luckily saved the box because it was a lot of doubles and stuff I already had.
That sounds like my Garbage Pail Kid buying. exactly like my Garbage Pail Kids buying.
Welcome to trading cards.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm kind of glad. It may have saved me. Like, you know, if I got a good box, I probably would have bought another. So now that my second one wasn't that good, I'm like, maybe
it's like gambling. It is literally like gambling.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah.
It is literally like gambling.
You know, it's sort of a shame that we don't live in a world that Yu-Gi-Oh! Actually exists, so that you can take the Transformer cards and put them on the Yu-Gi-Oh! Thing and see what happens.
I don't get that.
It's not safe to have Transformers on motorcycles, Don.
unless they transform to other motorcycles.
This is Rhaegar, yeah.
Hey, okay, so find this episode, show notes at tfradio.net/599. You can leave us a voicemail at 931-99-GOBOT. That's 931-994-6268. You can also send us a text there. I need to, maybe for our 700th episode, we'll actually go back and, like, share feedback and content and stuff. I need to, we haven't done an email or a text in a while. I need to fix that.
Be a better host.
Yeah, be a better host. Find me on Twitter at BKilby and on Instagram at Brian Kilby. And of course, you can find my amazing podcast and website at briankilby.com and get my newest Christmas album, briankilby.com/Xmas2018. Last year's album is at Xmas 2017. And the one before that is Xmas 2016. So it's all there. You can find us on Twitter at TF Radio and Facebook at facebook.com/TF Radio. We are on the YouTubes at, what is it? Radio Free Cybertron, and we are on what's the other gaming thing? Twitch at, is it TF Podcast or TF Radio? It's one of the two. I think it's TF Radio.
Good job. You might want to keep like a list of this stuff.
I have a list. I just never talk about Twitch. So we're just look for Radio Free Cybertron on Twitch. You'll find us. We're on Tumblr because we have no adult content.
And, well, that doesn't matter.
Yeah. No,
if you got a picture of a donut, they'll flag that.
Really?
That doesn't, I mean, basically.
You ought to go there and see if anything you posted has been flagged, Brian. There might be something funny.
Okay, so we're...
I don't know if literally any photos of donuts have been flagged, but things of equal nature certainly have.
So, I would not doubt it, definitely.
So we are definitely on Twitch at twitch.tv/TFRadio. No, nothing's been flagged as far as I can tell on our Tumblr.
I think you have to actually like go check every single post. There's not like a notification that, you know, this post has been flagged, go to it, you know, that kind of thing.
Cool. Okay. Chris, tell us about Play With Photography.
It's my site where I post photos, theoretically. I'll get back to that at some point. I've got new toys supposedly coming in tomorrow, which will probably prompt me to, you know, get the whole thing going again. You can also find me on Twitter at ChrisRTXV. I've been digging through Amazon for cheap Transformers deals lately, so I mean, you can find some of that on there. It's more worth a follow than it used to be. I'm happier these days, this week, today. We'll see. follow at Play With Photography also for updates about the site. I have a Patreon now too, patreon.com/ChrisRTXV, which the money from that will go to help fund more stuff for playwithphotography.com, be it content or equipment, maintenance, etc. You know, the usual things. And also on my personal Twitter, you can find my sales list. Please buy things from me. It helps.
Cool.
And my wish lists are out there too. One's in my Twitter bio, and you can, I think, find the other one off to the side from that.
Cool. Don.
I can be reached on Twitter at HMRC, the number 4EVR.
Sweet. Matt doesn't have anything. Diecast.
You can follow me on Twitter at Diecast2 on Facebook. Please like my Facebook page. It's, Reviews by Diecast, and also on YouTube, my reviews can be found at tfradio.net/reviews.
Awesome. Let's see here, Rob.
I am on Twitter at Figure Reviewers and Flailthroughs. Also on YouTube at Flailthroughs, where I largely cover the free-to-play Gundam Battle Operation 2. Also on Patreon at patreon.com/flailthroughs. So I think that's about everything.
Awesome. Let's see here. Matt is on Twitter at Melvar, 3 L's, 2 R's, Amy, LLLVARR.
You can find his opinions on how third-party toys have not aged well when Brian posts pictures of them.
This is true. John is at that John D everywhere. Jason is on Twitter at Jason S. Kirk. He's also at podvocacy.com.
JasonSKirk.com too.
And
I believe.
Okay. I need to visit that. I don't know that I have recently. And what does he actually have there?
I don't know. I've never gone to it, but I'm pretty sure he mentions it every week.
Yeah, I think he said he links out to all of his stuff that he does there. Let's go visit that. I've never actually looked at jasonskirk.com. Please, that be, hope that's the right URL.
That would be helpful since we've said it several times now.
Oh, yeah. Okay, so here we go. Mastodon. What is Mastodon? Oh, is that the decentralized Twitter?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. It's a federated Twitter clone, if I remember right. Okay, cool.
It has some interesting alternate features. It just doesn't have a user base.
Yeah. It's funny that. Yeah. And, of course, Rob Springer can be found at zonebase.org and RoboRobSpringer on the Twitters. So you can find him there. Well, I wanted this to be a short show. Certainly wasn't. So we'll see you next week.
See you guys.
Episode 600.
Bye, buddy.
This has been Radio Free Cybertron. Visit us at tfradio.net for show notes and to subscribe to the podcast. Follow us on Twitter at TF Radio for news and updates. Watch our live stream at tfradio.net/live. Join our Facebook fan page at facebook.com/tfradio. Subscribe to our YouTube channel, TF Radio Network. Have a question or comment? Leave it on our Facebook fan page or mail it to contact@tfradio.net. This podcast is released under a Creative Commons license. Any part of this podcast can and should be redistributed, but please, proper attribution is required if you know what's good for you. Jeez, when are these guys ever going to move out of their parents' basements?